Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
I remember the time I came closer to drowning than ever in my life. We had at the time all of our children. They were small, and I had one of our children on my shoulders, and we were up at Lake Tahoe. And while holding this precious child on my shoulders, I thought it would be neat to step into the water with the child riding on my shoulders and sort of wade in the cold, really icy waters of Tahoe and sort of get a refreshing time together with one of my children. And I stepped into the water and I noticed right away that the banks were unusually soft and muddy. And as I walked along with the child on my shoulders, I stepped a little deeper. And before long, I thought, well, I'm in the water. I might as well get his little feet in the water along with mine. And so we stepped a little deeper. And before long, when the water was neck deep for me, it just covered his feet. And I'm by now splashing around, and he's having the time of his life. He's slapping me on the head and pulling my hair and jerking at my glasses. And he thinks it's fun. And I think, well, it'll be fun to bob up and down a little. So I began to bob up and down. And as my head would go underwater, of course, his would stay above the water, but come up to his waist. Ooh, he would be cold. And he thought this was great. And I thought, well, if that's great, we'll just go another step. And I stepped into nothing. And I dropped. Understand my intolerable predicament. I cannot let go to swim because he would fall and is too young to swim and would drown. And so I am left with the strength of my legs, which I begin to use, and I'm kicking furiously, and to my shock, we are drifting away from the shore, and I am well over my head. I take one final gasp, part of which has water in it, and I choke and spit and gag, and I am suddenly aware that if I go, he goes too, and I cannot bear the thought. And something within me gave me an extra surge of energy to kick toward the shore. And when I did, it was just enough for me to reach with one of my feet, and I got a toehold on a tiny little root that was growing beneath the surface, and it was just enough to pull me over. I relived that scene in my mind, that frightening experience, and came up with a couple or three analogies. First, the temptations we face are as subtle as the muddy banks of a lake. Because they are submerged and because they are slick, they are treacherous. They are dangerous. Second, they invite us to go further, to slide deeper. We even play with them in our minds and we fantasize how much more fun it would be to go deep, to get more and more into the water of this temptation. And before long, it takes all the energy we can muster just to stay safe until finally, the longer we play in that dangerous area, the more threatening our circumstances and the more likely we are to fall.
Temptations are dangerous because they invite you to get in over your head. And if you accept the invitation, you'll find that all of your energy is spent just trying to stay afloat. When it comes to temptation, the best plan of attack is a quick retreat. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's Lifetrack messages at lifetrack.ca. Lifetrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding Lifetrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, Top Temptations, Father's Face, was copyrighted in 1990, and the Lifetrack sound recording was copyrighted in 2012 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.